The Highland County EDA met on December 18th to further discuss the housing study from the Central Shenandoah Planning District Commission and hear from recipients from the 2023 Highland County Economic Development Authority Incentive Grant. There were two grant recipients from 2023, Wes White of Shadowlands Farm, who was not at the meeting to present, and Paul Clemens from High's Restaurant, who was on hand to give an update on how the grant was used to boost business.
So what we did was we decided we would go and start marketing merchandise. But in our opinion, the three things that draws people into Highland County is Maple Fest being number one. Number two, in my opinion, is High's. And number three is really the Black Bears. Believe it or not, people come out to see the Black Bears. And I didn't, for the life of me, I think that's how I capitalized. By the time we got the last of our merchandise in was July 1st of this year. If I came July 1 and I go all the way to November 30th, the calendar month that just ended, in the 5 months of 2022, we did 11,117 customers. If I take a snapshot of 2023, we're at 13,180, which is roughly a 16% increase in customers.
In a closed session, the EDA voted to give a total of $21,498 in incentive grants to the following. Bluegrass Mercantile will receive $5,000. Larry Williams III, $5,000. Valentina Meehan for the construction of the barn, $5,000. Nicole Puffenbarger of Heart and Soul Massage, $3,998. And Marcia Carroll of Buck's Bees will receive $2,500. The next meeting for the Highland County EDA will be at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January 16th, 2024, at the Highland Center. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Britt Chambers.